Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's the good stuff, and it's Valentine's Day, and we live in Valentine, Nebraska, and that's a lot of good stuff going on in one day.
Yeah, I thought maybe today we'd share a little bit about what goes on in Valentine, Nebraska on Valentine's Day, but first we're going to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News.
Indeed we are. What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, and so much more? Every week. No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. It sounds good. Well, it sounds almost perfect, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN online to get your subscription arriving today.
This is a big weekend for Valentine people. They're hosting a livestock judging contest, which is actually part of another event in conjunction called the Bull Bash. Go to bullbash.net, find out information where they line up displays of breeding bulls on Main Street. And it's a fun day, a lot of things going on with the Bull Bash and Valentine. But Valentine's Day, you know, thousands of people send Valentines to Valentine, and then they can stamp them with a special cachet and a cancellation. Some want them specifically sent out on February 14th from Valentine, Nebraska.
That's so right. And that's all volunteers that do all of that.
Volunteers and the Chamber of Commerce do that. They used to get like from Japan and Germany, just all over. There were thousands and thousands of those that would come through the Valentine Post Office. Now, the Chamber of Commerce is hosting a ping pong ball drop with a big giant metal heart filled with ping pong balls. They drop that, and then the kids pick up the balls, and they get prizes for that. We've got a chili cook-off tonight, which with the weather we're having is great. And then they also have a chocolate lovers contest. So those are going on as well. If that's not enough with the Bull Bash, and we've got a big junior wrestling tournament on Saturday, on Sunday, which is like 500 kids that'll be
little,
here. So,
little children.
Yeah, from pre-K through 8th grade. So that's if there's right. something to do in Valentine, well, we're probably doing it this year in 2025. So those are some things that we do here in Valentine during Valentine's Day, other than go out and have steak.
Well, and not only that, but all the 4-H clubs in the county do their one big fundraiser this weekend.
The luck of the draw is kind of a big game for them. So what do you have to share for the Valentine's Day program?
Well, I have sonnet number 43.
And what is that? Do I know that one?
I think you do. How do I love thee?
Oh, okay. I would know that name.
Yes, I believe so. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and idle grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God chose, I shall but love thee better after death. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was born 1806, died 1861, and the ever, ever popular, famous sonnet number 43.
And I just had a couple of movie quotes, so you can see if you can remember what movie these were from, and they have to do with love. So,
okay.
So, I think I'd miss you even if we'd never met. That was from Nick Mercer in The Wedding Date. And I've got another one of those. I love you. How many more times do I have to say it? Diane Court in Say Anything.
Oh.
And let's see. I've got another one here. Any man has a chance to sweep any woman off of her feet. He just needs the right broom. Will Smith said that in the movie Hitch.
Oh, boy, so, that's romantic.
Yes. Anyway, I thought I'd share a couple of those for you today.
Very funny.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a couple more of those. You'll like these. No matter what happens to us, every day with you is the best day of my life. That was from Noah in The Notebook.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
In the movie Brown Sugar, Dre said, "You're my heir." So, happy Valentine's Day from Mike and Kim in Valentine, Nebraska. And just a reminder to keep listening on all those great radio stations out there. And if you have something to share for the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.